Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Shield Your Million-Dollar Startup Idea Before Someone Steals It. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's the uncomfortable truth most entrepreneurs don't want to hear. You're probably wasting months obsessing over protecting your startup idea instead of validating it. Today, I want to share why your idea isn't your competitive advantage and what actually matters in building a successful venture. Let's start with a reality check. Ideas are worthless without execution. Right now, thousands of people probably have your same brilliant idea. Facebook wasn't the first social network. Google wasn't the first search engine. The value doesn't come from the original concept. It comes from execution, timing, and market fit. So stop hiding in your garage and start building something real. Here's where most entrepreneurs make their biggest mistake. They think NDAs and secrecy are protecting them, but they're actually killing their progress. When someone asks me, "How do I protect my startup idea?" I know they're asking the wrong question. You should be sharing that idea everywhere. Why? Because customer feedback requires open conversations about your solution. Investors rarely sign NDAs, and frankly, they view excessive secrecy as amateur behavior. The biggest risk isn't someone stealing your idea, it's building something nobody actually wants. Real protection comes from speed and learning. First mover advantage doesn't mean you were the first to think of something, it means you were the fastest to learn from the market. Build relationships with customers, suppliers, and talent before your competitors even wake up. Create switching costs through superior products and service. Patents and legal protection? Those come after you've proven market demand exists. Let me give you a perfect example. The Warby Parker founders shared their glasses by mail idea with hundreds of people. They got rejected by 15 different investors who heard their complete pitch. Did any of those people steal the idea? No. They were too busy with their own projects. Warby Parker's success came from executing better than established players, not from keeping secrets. So here's your action step for this week. Share your startup idea with 10 potential customers. Ask for specific feedback on the problem you're solving. Stop protecting and start perfecting. Remember, in entrepreneurship, speed beats secrecy every single time. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.